Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? And He loves you.
Like to wish everyone a happy Sunday. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God for another Sunday morning. Thank God for allowing us to make it through another week. And we thank God for His grace and His mercy. We know that without His grace and His mercy, none of us would be able to make it. And so we say to God be the glory for the great things that He has done, that He's continuing to do in all of our lives. Because truly, if it had not been for the Lord on our side, we don't know where we would be. So we thank God for being on our side. We thank God for being the one who is able to keep us when we can't keep ourselves. And so we say to God be the glory. We want to start this morning with a word of prayer. I'm going to ask Reverend Sykes, and she will lead us in this prayer this morning, Reverend Sykes. And she might be on, Reverend Sykes, you with us this morning? You on mute?
I'm on mute. I'm sorry. I'm off now.
All right.
Good morning, everyone. Father God, it's in the name of Jesus that we come this morning, thanking You for life, health, and strength. Father, we give You glory and we give You honor and we give You praise, for this is the day that You have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank You for another Communion Sunday that You have allowed us to come together, Father God. Father, we just thank You for our families. We thank You for our church families. We thank You for all that are gathered on this line, Father God, this morning, Father God, and those that are listening by way of internet and whatever media they're able to listen on, Father. Father, we give You grace, we give You love, we give Your name honor, praise, and glory this morning, because it is You, O God, that we live and we move and we have our very being. And if it had not been for You on our side, God, where would we be today? But because of who You are, God, we give You glory. Because of who You are, we give You praise. Because of who
Yes.
You are, God, we lift our voice to say this morning, we worship You because of who You are. Because You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Father God. We thank
Yes.
You, Father God, for your loving kindness and Your faithfulness unto us, Father God. And Father God, we come this morning, Father God, just lifting up mankind everywhere, Father. For we all need You, Father God, for one thing or another. But Father God, we really truly need You, Father God. with this COVID-19 virus that's going on, Father God. And Father, we know that you're going to give us the strength, the stamina, and the perseverance to get through this storm in our lives, Father God, because, Father God, you have given us the strength to get through many, many storms before. And, Father God, we know that you'll give us the strength to get through this storm, Father God. And, Father God, we just give you glory and we give you honor this morning. We just thank you, Father God, for your strength, Father God, for in you, Father God, we are strengthened, Father God. And, Father God, we thank you this morning, Father God. We lift up all the youth this morning, Father God, all of our senior citizens this morning, all of our churches, Father God, all of the angels that you have placed in your houses of worship. We lift up this morning our pastor, Pastor Kayson, and our First Lady, Tawana Kayson, this morning, Father God, and all of your servant leaders, Father God, wherever they may be, Father God, this morning, Father God. And, Father God, we just come thanking you, Father God, for being able, Father God, to just be able to just praise you, Father God, even if it's by different mediums, Father God, this morning, Father God. We lift your name this morning, Father God, because we know, Father God, that without you, Father God, we are nothing, Father God. But we thank you, Father God, that with you, Father God, things are possible if we just only believe, Father God. And, Father God, we just come this morning confessing, Father, that we haven't done everything right, that, Father God, Father God, and we've fallen short. But, Father God, we ask for forgiveness of any sins that we may have committed knowingly and unknowingly, Father God. Father God, keep us, Father God, as the apple of your eye, Father God. Continue, Father God, to lead, guide, and direct us, Father God. Continue, Father God, to allow your word, Father God, to permeate our very being, Father God. And we will forever give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory all the days of our lives. And we ask all of these petitions in the mighty and matchless and powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and thank God.
Amen, amen, and thanks God. We thank Reverend Sykes for that fervent prayer this morning. We want to get everybody moving a little bit this morning. We know that we've been inside and had very limited activities, and so I want you to stretch your arms out and stretch your back out, and I want you to get ready to sing with me. I love to praise him, and as you're singing I love to praise him, I want you to clap your hands and give God the praise. Get a little exercise going on, get the little heartbeat rolling, the blood running a little bit, and we just want to sing that a little bit. And then after that, we're going to go to our testimony. But we want to get going for God this morning. You know how when you're in the church service and you just want to just give God the praise with your whole being. That's what we want to do this morning. We want to loosen up a little bit and give God some praise. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. Oh, I love to praise his holy name. Cause he's my rock. He's my rock. My rock, my sword and shield. He's a wheel. He's a wheel. In the middle of the wheel, I know him never, never, never let me down. He's just a jewel that I have found. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love to praise his name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love to praise his name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love to praise his name. Oh, I love to praise. Oh, I love to praise. Oh, I love to praise his holy name. Give God some praise. I see y'all out there loosening up, moving around, giving God the praise. We thank God that we can praise his holy name, because truly God is worthy to be praised from the rising of the sun and to the going down of the same. His name is worthy to be praised. Someone said he woke me up this morning, started me on my way, put food on my table, gave me a brand new day. Somebody said I woke up and I was in my right mind. I was able to clothe myself. And somebody said the blood was still running warm in my veins. So we got a lot to be praised in God for today. Amen. So we're going to open up the testimony line. We're going to go to the last four digits of your phone number. You can just say hallelujah or praise God. We just want to hear your voice this morning. We're going to go to the last four digits, 8803. 8803. Praise God.
Good morning. I'm blessed this morning, four generations of me, and I made a lot of decisions, but the Lord detoured those decisions, and I'm just so blessed, so happy that I'm still here. I'm still able to move around, not as fast as I used to, but I've been so, so blessed, so, so blessed that the decisions I made didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
The way he stirred me happened, and I can, the longer
yes.
I live, the more I can see, and I just feel so thankful, so blessed, and at peace, and the peace that he gives me, I don't worry about anything. If it ends tonight, it's been a beautiful life. And for that, I am
Amen.
So grateful, and I love the Father.
Amen. Thank you for your witness this morning. We're going to go to the next caller, last four digits, 4847. Good morning.
Good morning. Today is a good day. It's a blessed day. I'm awake. And God is still God. He's still on the throne. He is still blessing. And I love all of you. Have a great day this day. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to the next caller, next worshiper, last four digits, 3343. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, God, for this morning. It's so pleasant to say. Look and see the sun shine and light in your eyes. Your Father gave me another second chance to stay on the right track and follow your footstep and glorify your holy name. For he's our Father, and he's our Father, and we need him every day to be, because the devil never stopped working, but we know that God's with us on our back every day. We're so thankful that we have God within our hand. And bless God this morning that woke me up this morning. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. Let's see if we can get our First Lady on the line. Good morning, First Lady. How you doing this morning?
I'm truly blessed. Good morning, everyone. I love everyone. It's just an honor to be in the land of the living. And I have learned to put my trust in the Lord and not in man. And he will bring us through. And we got to remember that victory is ours. Right now we have victory. We have victory over the grave because he got up. He got up. And I am just so thankful for that. I am thankful for trust, and victory is his. And we have victory in Jesus Christ. God bless everyone. I love you. Bye-bye.
Amen. Thank you, First Lady, for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next caller. And the last word is 7971. Good morning, 7971.
Good morning, everyone. It's just a blessing to be in the land of the living this morning. I thank the Lord for allowing us to wake up this morning, that we can meet all together as we have done since this virus has hit us. It's a blessing that we know that we can go to God and he will give us peace beyond understanding. We can rest assured that he, as his word says, he will never leave us nor forsake us. He's here with us. We must trust in him. And I have a verse I would like to read. It came from my notes, from my sermon book, and it says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says," James 1 and 2. And I thought that was very appropriate for us. Let's trust in the Lord and let him guide us. Let him give us the peace beyond understanding. I love you all. God bless you and have a blessed day. My sister Becky and Aunt Julie here with me this morning.
Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Aunt Becky. I would just like to thank God for another day, and I would like to thank God that you will bless my family and keep them safe from harm. Also, I would like to thank God through all of this crisis that we still have hope, and that hope is in God. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Praise God,
from
whom all blessings flow. And I would just like to thank God for another day. I thank Him for all of you. It's so uplifting to hear your testimonies and your prayers every Sunday. I thank God for Pastor and First Lady for their thoughtfulness and concern for me and my family during this time. Although we are far, it lets me know that we are not forgotten. And to God be the glory. Have a blessed week, everyone.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 7351. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, everyone. I am a guest of your church, and I was on phone with you guys last week, and I'm back again this week. And last week was just, oh, tremendous. I enjoyed it so much. My name is Helen Lee, and I'm a guest of Gwen and James Richardson. But I also want to say to God be all the glory. God is good. He has blessed me and my family, and we all went through last week. No one is sick. Everybody is just trying to survive. And He has also blessed all of us because we are all here on this phone listening to each other. So I just thank the good Lord, and may He keep the blessings. If we just keep praying up, the blessings will come down. To God be all the glory. I thank you.
Amen, amen. Well, welcome, and thank God for you, Sister Lee. We're going to keep going with our testimony this morning. We want to go to our next caller, 6947. 6947, good morning.
Good morning, Grandpa.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Just wanted to say, I'm glad to hear everybody on the call this morning, and that the Lord will see us through, and that we just got to keep.
Don't take any again.
That we just got to keep our eyes stayed on Him, and that He will take care of us.
Amen. Well, thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper, last four digits, 5904. Good morning, 5904.
Oh, I'm sorry. Good morning, everybody. How everybody doing today?
Good morning.
Now, I just want to say that I'm thankful that God kept me and my family throughout the night, and my daughter, she's gone to work this morning, and I'm up online with everybody getting ready to enjoy the service and everything. And I hope everybody is blessed this week and continue to keep their eyes on where our strength comes from and let the Lord know that we're waiting on Him and not on man to carry us through this situation. Have a blessed week, everyone.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 0940, 0940. Good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. I would like to say I'm truly glad and grateful to be here this morning. And I'm also glad and grateful that I had a blessed and pleasant work week. Although I was at home part of the time, but still had to go in. But I thank the Lord for all hurt and harm and danger that He kept back. And not only that, the blessing that He restored over my family, my church family, my guest church family, and the whole entire world. And, Lord, I thank You for that. Shout out to my sister, Reverend Phyllis Lindsay. God bless you all. Love you.
Amen. We love you, too. God bless you. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 2002. Good morning, 2002. Next worshiper, 2002. Are y'all mute? Good morning this morning. All right, they must be listening in. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Our next worshiper, last four digits, 65. 6253. Good morning.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Hallelujah. Yes, we can.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, praise the Lord. This is my first time calling, and I just thank and praise God for saving me one day when I was lost. Thank God for filling me with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And I just thank God for my family, for all my friends, and I thank God for this day because this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I want to thank Vi for giving me the phone number to call in.
Amen. Well, thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper, last four digits, 3598. 3598, good morning.
God bless. With my hands lifted up and my heart filled with praise, I will enter the joy of the Lord. With my hands lifted up and my heart filled with praise, I will enter the joy of the Lord. Singing hallelujah, the Lord is good. He's so good to me. Singing hallelujah, the Lord is good. He's so good to me.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 2256. 2256, good morning.
Good morning. This is Sister Bryce. Just want to say hello to everyone. I love you. Miss you. And I want to say that I think some of you known as Cheyenne have been sick. She's better now. She's actually doing well. And the last couple of weeks, my legs been giving me some problems and haven't been able to move around like I need to. But I'm going to say today I feel better. My legs are moving.
Yeah.
I thank God for those who've been praying for me. And we know that prayer changes things. And just like I'm feeling better, things are going to get better. We just got to keep holding on to God's unchanging hand and keep praying for one another and just praying that God will heal our land. God is good, and we know he can.
Yes.
Keep holding on, and we'll see the change. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next caller. Last four digits, 0099. 0099. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to hear everybody. I just like to thank God for specifically keeping me. I'm still working. I'm at work right now. In the midst of all this, I know that he's in control, and he knows everything that each and every one of us is going through. So he's not going to leave us, and he's going to keep us. Thanks.
Amen. Well, thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper, last four digits, 0025. 0025, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I just want to thank God this morning for being my refuge and my strength, because without God, I could do nothing. And so I just thank God for my family, for my church family. And I just thank God for just giving me the strength just to be able to just be able to move about and to be mobile. I thank God for the angels that he keeps watching, keep a watch over me all day, all night. I believe the songwriter said, all day and all night, the angels keep watching over me.
Angels.
And I just want to thank God for his angels that he is just keeping over me and my family and my church family and all of you that are on this line this morning. I just thank God for who he is, for what he is, for what he has done, for what he's doing and what he's going to do in all of our lives. Because God is still on the throne. God is still in control. And God still knows what he's doing. And so we're just going to continue to wait patiently for the Lord. Amen. Because he's going to incline his ear unto us. And he has and he will hear our cry. And so I just thank God this morning for who he is and what he is in all of our lives. God bless you and have a very blessed and safe week.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 1741. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Praise God. I thank God and I give him the glory and honor and praise just to be alive this morning. One more time to be in the land of the living, because God is a mighty good God. And I thank God for his many blessings. I thank God for his word, because the song tells us that God sent his word and he healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. So I praise God this morning that we have the word. We have Jesus. Jesus came at the word, and he is the living flesh. He dwells in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. So I thank and I praise God. And also, Jesus gave us another promise. He told us he wasn't going to leave us alone, that he was going to send us another comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. So not only we have the word of God, we have the Holy Ghost of God. And I pray that God, word, and Holy Ghost will continue to keep us and lead us through this week and give us the strength that we need. And, Pastor, I just want to say that Sister Meredith Humphrey is my neighbor, and my sister, Alcinda Wells, I praise God. She calls in from Smithfield, Virginia. And I praise God for that fellowship. I praise God that they want to be a part of the Heart of God.
Yes.
So I praise God just for the Heart of God family. Thank you for sharing your love. With God bless you all, and I love you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Reverend Lindsay, for your testimony this morning. And we want to go to the Lord in prayer. I know that we all pray individually, but while we're collected this morning, Reverend Lindsay, I want you to get ready to lead us in prayer. I know that God is a prayer-answering God. Sometimes we have to learn to wait on God, and sometimes God says yes immediately. Sometimes he says no immediately, and then sometimes he says wait. But we have to learn to cast our cares upon the Lord, because he cares for us, and we have to continue to go to the Lord in prayer. And the record declares that where two or three are gathered in his name, that he is in the midst. And we have folks listening in all over the world through this medium of the internet. And we just thank God that God's word, amen, can go all over the world. And he's omniscient. He's omnipresent. And he can do anything. Matter of fact, the record says that God specializes in things that we call impossible. And so we know that there's nothing too hard with God. We thank God for the testimony of those who are on the line, those that are on the streaming, those that are on the internet. And so we just ask you to focus your heart right now. As Reverend Lindsay gets ready to lead us in prayer, just focus your heart and your thoughts on God. Thank him for the things that he's already done. Thank him for those on the line that have received healing and blessings. And thank him for those that are still holding on. Amen. In spite of what it looks like, in spite of what it feels like, their faith has continued to keep them strong, them with hope, and to continue to keep them with joy, because the God that we serve has given us a joy. And this joy that we have, the world didn't give it to us, and the world cannot take it away. So take a moment and close your eyes and focus in on the goodness of God. And we're going to ask Reverend Lindsay to lead us in this corporate prayer. Reverend Lindsay.
Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, we come this morning with grateful and humble hearts, oh God. We come thanking you for just giving us another day. Father God, we thank you because it's your grace and mercy that allows us, Father God, to just to be where we are now. Nothing that we have done that has been so good, but it's just your love for us. And Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that as we gather here together, Father God, that your Holy Spirit would move from heart to heart and from breast to breast. And oh God, as you move upon our hearts, Father, if you see anything this morning that is not pleasing in thy sight, oh God, I pray in Jesus' name that you would wash us and clean us, oh God. Father God, that you would sanctify us in your word and in your blood, oh God. And Father God, that you would make us whole and complete in you. Make us one as you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost is one. Oh God, we thank you for you've been mighty good unto us this week. In spite of the trials and tribulations, in spite of the pain and the suffering, even the sickness and the death that some have gone through, you still are a good God. You're still worthy to be praised. Hallelujah to your name. And we glorify you right now. We thank you, Father. We thank you for this line of communication that you allow us to come and to worship you in spirit and truth, oh God. And Father God, I pray in Jesus' name, Father God, that as we prepare to partake of your Lord's Supper, we thank you, Father. Yeah. We thank you for the cross of Jesus. We thank you for the blood that you shed for our sins. And Father God, we thank you because there is no greater love than the love that you have for your people. And then, Father God, we thank you because not only you loved us, but Lord Jesus, not only you died for us, but you got up out of the grave. And when you got up out of the grave, you got up with all power and authority in your hand. And because you live and you have that power and authority, you have given us that anointing too through the power of your Holy Spirit. So we praise you and we thank you for the sweet Holy Spirit, oh God, that you have left in our hearts. And Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that you look on Pastor Kayson this morning, that you will build him up and strengthen him, oh God. Build him up where he's torn down, oh God. That you will gird him with your word of truth, oh God. And as he prepares to bring your word, Lord Jesus, I pray, Lord Jesus, that he will preach it in truth and clarity, oh God, and boldness of the Holy Spirit, oh God. Father God, that you will take him deep down into your wells of revelation knowledge, oh God. And Father God, that you would give us listening ears and listening hearts, oh God, that we might really be able to receive your word, Jesus. And then, oh God, I pray once we have heard the word, oh God, once we live the word, oh God, that we will go out and share it with others, oh God. And then, Father God, I pray for First Lady, that you will be a strength unto her, a help unto her, oh God. Look on the First Family, oh God. Father God, I pray for each and every member of the heart of God, Father God, that you will strengthen them as only you can. And then, Father God, I pray for churches everywhere. I pray for the angels. I pray for all pastors and ministers. Oh, God, I pray for the saints, oh, God. I pray, Lord Jesus, for those that don't know you, Father, that you will draw them nigh unto your cross. And, Father God, I pray that whatever is said and done today, Jesus, that your name will get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And then, oh, God, I pray for those that are sick and afflicted, those that are in homes and hospitals and nursing homes, oh God, I pray that you will touch, heal, and deliver, Lord Jesus. Father God, somebody needs some peace of mind. Oh God, that you will give them your peace today, Jesus. Somebody needs some food. Somebody needs a house, oh God. Somebody just needs a shelter. Oh God, I pray that whatever they stand in the need, oh God, that you will meet their needs today. And Father God, we thank you. We thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for your many benefits. We thank you for your hand of healing. We thank you for your hand of grace and mercy. We thank you for your hand of salvation. We thank you, oh God, that you have shown your love unto us. And Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, whatever we do, whatever we say, help us to remember, Father God, that you are in complete control. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for all that you've done. We pray, oh, Father, that you remember the nurses, remember the doctors, remember caretakers everywhere. Remember those, oh, God, who are truly suffering from this virus, oh, God. because it has affected every family, every home, all over the world and all over the nation. Oh, God, I pray for your grace and your mercy. And, oh, God, as your people meditate on your goodness, Father, remind us, oh, God, of your mercy, Father. Help us, oh, God, to seek your face, Lord. Help us to repent of our ways, oh, God. Oh, Father God, turn unto you, Lord Jesus. And we know you will heal our land, oh, Father. Father God, we need a healing, oh, God, not only physically and mentally, not only financially. Hallelujah, Jesus. We need a spiritual healing, oh, God. So, Father God, I pray in Jesus' name, Father God, that you will have your will and have your will today, oh, God. Do what you see fit, Lord Jesus. Draw us nigh unto your cross, that your name will be glorified. Because you said if you be lifted up, Lord Jesus, that you will draw all men unto you. And I pray, Father God, that you will do the drawing. Hallelujah. Do the drawing, Father, through your word, through the power of your Holy Spirit. And we'll be so careful, Jesus. We'll be so careful, Father God. We'll be so careful, sweet Holy Spirit, to give you the glory, you the honor,
you the glory,
and you the praise. Because you and you alone deserve it. Because truly, if it had not been for you on our side, where would we be today, Father? Oh, God, we thank you. We love you, and we bless you, and we praise you. We thank you for all that you've done for our family, for this country, for this world, oh, God. We pray, Father God, that you will look on our government leaders. Look on officials everywhere, all over the world. Grant them your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding. And help us to remember, oh God, to trust in you. Lean not to our own understanding. Help us, Father God, to acknowledge you in all our ways. Because we need you, Holy Spirit. We need you. We need you more than ever before. And you said you would direct our path. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for that direction. We thank you for your hand of mercy. And we thank you for your hand of pity. Most of all, we thank you for your love and your compassion. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Thanks, Reverend Lindsay, for that fervent prayer. Truly, God is attentive to our cry and to our prayer. We give him the glory for allowing us to be able to go to him in prayer. Amen. And this morning, we thank God for his word today as we prepare to turn to the word of God. We just want to thank Heart of God Church for your continued support, our family and friends, continued support of our ministry. And many have participated in giving, and we just want to say to God be the glory for your constant contribution and giving. And for those who did not get the method of how we can do it through online, you can text to give. And if you text to give, you can go 301-750-8470. That's text to give 301-750-8470. And you just simply type in that number. And then in the line where you put your text, you would just put G-I-V-E. Space and whatever amount the Lord has placed on your heart. So you would give through text by putting it in the text field, G-I-V-E, and whatever the amount is. So we thank God for those that have done that. And then also those have gone to the website, faithlife.com/HOGBC-L/give. And many have gone that way, and we say to God be the glory. And that address is faithlife.com/HOGBC-L/give. And we thank God for those who have given that way. Also, those that would like to mail, the mailing address is 7100 Chesapeake Road, and that's in Landover Hills, Maryland. Suite 205, and the zip code is 20784. That's 7100 Chesapeake Road in Landover Hills, Maryland. Suite 205, and the zip code is 20784. Heart of God Baptist Church. We have truly been blessed. And for those who want to follow us on Facebook, it's facebook.com/ Heart of God Baptist Church. We'll be streaming every Sunday until the Lord says so at 10:30 a.m. And for those that are listening on the internet, if you would like to call in, the number is 347-324-5569, and that's also at 10:30. And for those who would like to hear this message on Blog Talk Radio, after about 20 minutes after the service, you can go on the internet to blogtalkradio.com/pastorsaid.com, and you can hear this message in its entirety. And that's Blog Talk, BLOGTALK, radio.com/pastorsaid.com. You can hear this broadcast as well as the other archive broadcasts and Bible studies at that location. And we thank God for his word today as we turn to his word. And we want to go to the book of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew in the 7th chapter. And we want to look at the verses 21 through 28. That's Matthew 7, 7th chapter, verses 21 through 20, I'm sorry, through 29. Matthew 7, chapter, verses 21 through 29. And in these Gospel of Matthew, what we hear and what we see is that God is giving contrast. In verses 21 through 23, he's talking about true disciples and false disciples. And verses 24 through 29, he's talking about the wise and the foolish builders. In other words, as Jesus is teaching in these parallels, he's teaching to the common people of that region that there were choices that would be made by individuals that would lead to life eternal or life that is separated from God. And all of us have a choice whether to choose to carry out our lives in a manner that God wants us to, or we can choose to carry out our lives in a manner that God does not want us to. And so we are going to explore that in these verses 21 through 29. Before we go into our sermon, there's a song in our hymnal, number 223, and it's called The Solid Rock. Solid rock, and the rock is Jesus, and the song lets us know that we can build our life and our hope on the solid rock. And when you build your hope and your life on the solid rock, that lets you know you have a sure foundation. In other words, the storms of life can come, but as long as you build your hope and your life on the solid rock, you will have a sure foundation. And that's what we want to entitle this message this morning, is Sure Foundation, Sure Foundation. And during these times of pandemic, economic crisis, storms and earthquakes and fires and all of these things that cause us to have challenges in our lives, we need to make sure we have a sure foundation. And so the songwriter pens in verse 1, he says, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness." He goes on to say, "I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand." And if you want to sing along with me this morning before we have our prayer and go to our sermon, we just ask that you would sing along and trust God that He is the solid rock. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When He shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in Him be found, dressed in His righteousness alone, far less to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Amen. Merciful God, our Father, we thank You for another privilege, another opportunity to stand and to declare Your word. Father, I ask that You would forgive me of my sins, O God, that You would be faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. O God, that I may be a pure vessel used by You. Oh, God, that the sinners would be converted, the saints would be edified, but most of all, God, You would receive honor and glory to Your name. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. A sure foundation. As we look at the gospel writer of Matthew, he was concerned that the Jews in that area knew who Jesus was, that He was the King, that He was the sacrificial Lamb of God, that He was the one that God had prophesied that He would come and that He would be a propitiation for the sins of the world, and that ultimately that He was King of kings and Lord of lords, because He looked past our faults and left His home in glory to come and to save those who had fallen out of the right relationship with God, and that He was the one that God sent to save those that were lost. He who was sent that He would be the shepherd that would save the sheep that had gone astray. And so as He teaches in this seventh chapter of the book of Matthew, He gives a contrast in this parable about true and false disciples and against wise and foolish builders. And so we'll go to 7 verse 21, and I'll be reading in the King James Version this morning. He says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works?" In verse 23 it says, "And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." In other words, what Jesus is teaching to these in this setting in the Gospel of Matthew is that talk is cheap, and that many have a profession of loving and possessing Jesus, but it's all about what they say and not what they do. And so in order for us to have a sure foundation, we can't just talk about the word, but we have to walk and be about the word. We can't just say we know Jesus and our actions say that we don't know Him. And the stimulating part of these verses is that we are not fooling anybody but ourselves if we think that Jesus doesn't know who's real and who's not real. Many times in our workplace, and many times we see religious leaders and politicians and online and on television and on the radio, and they will come and they will say one thing to this group and one thing to that group, and they're wishy-washy, and they'll tell you one story one day and tell you another story later on in the afternoon or the next day. And my brothers and sisters, God is watching all of us and all of our politicians and all of our religious leaders and everyone that proclaims to know God for themselves. And all God is saying that if you love me, you know me, keep my commandments. All God is saying is if you say that you love me and you say that you're doing the work of the Lord, that you would not only say it, but you would do it. In other words, in order for us to have a sure foundation, in order for us to be able to stand up in the midst of the difficulties of life, my father used to say that we had to get used to living this living business. When children were born, he would say they were born and they would have difficulties in this life, and they had to get used to the living business of life, and that we would need a sure foundation to be able to live this life for God, and to be able to love each other and to love God. We needed to have a foundation that is rooted and grounded in God. And when you have a foundation that's rooted and grounded in God, God is pleased. God spoke to Peter in Matthew, the 16th chapter in verse 18, after he asked Peter, who do men say that he is? And Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. In other words, Peter had a sure foundation to understand that no matter what someone else would say, no matter who they would muse he to be, that he knew that he was the Son of the living God, that Jesus was his sure foundation. And Jesus said, and thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, because of the rock of the foundation of the church, who is Jesus. Because of the sure foundation of the church, who is Jesus. When we understand that Jesus is the rock, he is the foundation, he is the one that God said will not allow the gates of hell to prevail against. And he went on to tell Peter that flesh and blood didn't reveal that to him, but it was God and God's Spirit that let him know that the foundation of the church had to be Jesus. And my brothers and sisters, we have to understand that when we are faced with the trials and the tribulations of life, and God never promised that we wouldn't be faced with the trials and the tribulations of life, but if we allow, amen, ourselves and our loved ones and those that are around us in the body of Christ in the church to have our anchor to hold and grip the solid rock, we'll be able to make it through. So what we need to do is understand, amen, that God is letting us know that we can perpetrate a fraud if we want to, but he knows the difference between the true and the false disciples. Let us quickly move down to verses 24 through 29 and talk about wise and foolish builders. And everybody has played a fool at some point in their lives, but now is not time for us in today's ages to play the role of the fool. So in verse 24, Jesus goes on to teach there, therefore whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. Jesus said, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. He says that, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, And you say, why, Jesus, did it not fall? Because the rain descended and the flood came and the winds blew and beat upon the house and it fell not. He said, why, Jesus, did not this house fall? Why are you saying this is likened to a wise man that built his house upon a rock, so that when the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon the house, it fell not? And Jesus would answer, he says, for it was founded upon a rock. My brothers and sisters, God wants us to know that there needs to be a preparation in our lives. And the preparation is to get to know the rock, to know the rock that Jesus is talking about, to get to know the rock that God is talking about, to get to know the rock that the Holy Spirit is talking about, to get to know the rock that so many of our ancestors and our grandmothers and grandparents would tell us about Jesus. When we wanted to be foolish in our lives, they would tell us we needed to know Jesus. We needed to get to know Jesus. We need to spend some time with him. And that's one thing about a sure foundation, is that you can't get down to the sure foundation without some work. In other words, you've got to put some work in. And if anybody has seen a house being built or a skyscraper structure being built, that in order for that skyscraper or that house to withstand the test of time, that they had to go some work into it of digging down deep. There had to be some sweat. There had to be some hard labor. There had to be some turning up of the ground. There had to be some time spent to get to the rock so that you could build confidently that this structure or my life or the life of my church would be sound, because we've gotten down, we've gotten away from all the stuff that would hold us from being rooted and grounded, so that when we built up and the storms of life came, we would be able to withstand. And so this is what Jesus is saying in verse 24. He says, therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock. And so many of us have had ancestors and grandmothers and grandfathers that told us that you need to hold on to God's unchanging hand. You need to get to know the Lord for yourself. You need to not just give God lip service, but you need to serve him, because there's going to come a time in your life, and you can hear your grandmother or your mother, someone telling you, there's going to come a time in your life where life is going to get a little rough, and that there's going to be some difficult days in your life, and it's going to feel like it's not going to stop raining, and it's going to feel like that the water is going to keep rising, and it's going to feel like that you're getting beat down, and it's going to feel like you're going to get blown over. There are going to be some difficult days in your life, but if you built your house and your life on a sure foundation, which is the rock called Jesus, that you'll be able to weather the storm and continue to stand. So he goes on to compare the wise with the foolish. And then he says in verse 25, and the rain descended, and the flood came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock. And then he contrasts the wise with the foolish in verse 26. He says, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And my brothers and sisters, when you build your life in a foolish manner, when you take the shortcut and you don't put the time in and don't listen to those that are wise, then you'll be like this foolish man. In verse 27, it says, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell. He said, why, Jesus, did this house fall? And he says, because he built this house on the sand. And when it fell, it was a great fall. And I don't know about you, my brothers and sisters, But there comes a time where we have to take God for his word. And we have to take God for his word, and we have to dig deep and build our houses on a sure foundation. Because the sure foundation is going to be the foundation that's going to allow you to make it through. And while we're dealing with this great pandemic and while we're dealing with the great challenges of today, there are going to be many that have built their houses on the sand. And because they built their houses on the sand, when the rains descend and the floods come and when the winds blow and beat upon the house, they're not going to be able to stand. But when you, my brothers and sisters, know for a fact that you're like Peter and you said, upon this rock I'll build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. When you have built your house on the solid rock called Jesus, many of you have gone through some storms in your life before, and because you have dealt with the Lord and you've known him for yourself and you put your house on a solid rock, you've got a testimony this morning that when the winds blew and when the floods came, that God was able to lift the standard. And you're still standing because you're standing on the rock called Jesus. And when the rains came and the challenges of life came into your house and the clouds were gray and stormy, you were able to withstand the house, the storm and the rain, because you built your house on the solid rock. The songwriter says, on Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly cling on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. The old timers and the old deacons used to say, I'm building a building not made by hand, but I'm building on a sure foundation. The sure foundation is the rock called Jesus. Do I got a witness this morning that I've been through some trials, I've been through some tribulations, I've been through some ups, I've been through some downs, but because my house is built, great God, from Zion, on a solid rock, I was able to stand and give God the glory. Somebody need to look at somebody and say, won't he do it? Won't God do it? Won't God allow you to stand in the midst of the trial? Won't God come in and allow you to have peace in the midst of the storm? Not only that, he's able to control the winds and the waves. Our God will speak to the winds and the wave and say, peace, be still. He'll calm the winds and the waves. He's the sure foundation. He's the one that's able, I said he's able to bring you through, make a way out of no way, give you what you need. I'm here to tell you this morning, church, if you keep your hand in God's hand and your feet shod on the solid rock, God will, I said God will, God will, God will keep you in all your ways, and you'll be able to sing the song, the old song that they used to sing in the old Baptist church. There's a storm cloud on the ocean, and it's moving this way. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. And when you have that song and you know that you're anchored in Jesus, you can be able to sing another song. And the other song lets you know, good God Almighty, that your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. My anchor holds and grips the solid rock. Come what may, come hell or high water, I'll be able to understand that my anchor will hold and grip the solid rock, my sure foundation. When you look back over your life and see what God has brought you through, you can see that you're like the wise servant that built their house on a rock. And when the winds and the waves and the rain beat down on the house, you're able to stand. And with all standing, you're able to stand some more, because that you're standing. Your anchor is gripping a sure foundation. A sure foundation. Don't know about nobody else, but my God has been true to his word. And I'm standing because of him on this sure foundation. I got to know him for myself. Got to know that he's a way maker, that he's a heart fixer, that he's a heavy load bearer, that he's the one that will be a doctor in the sick room. He'll be shelter in the time of storm. He'll be food on your table, peace, and he'll be hope in the times of hopelessness, in the time of despair. But you got to know him as a sure foundation. You got to know him as the anchor that holds and grips the solid rock. God bless you this morning. I thank God for his word, and thank God for him letting us know that he is the rock that will allow us to endure. Let us know that the gates of hell will not prevail, because we have a rock that is higher than I. That we have a rock that will hide us, and a rock that will support us in the midst of all of our trials and tribulations. My brothers and sisters, it's good to know Jesus. It's good to know him, because he never promised nowhere in his world that this road would be easy. But what he did promise, he promised that he would be with us. Amen? He said, I'll be with you even until the end of the world. Amen. That's our God, our sure foundation. Let's give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your word. Let us know that you are our sure foundation. Even though the trials of life come, we'll be able to stand. And the enemy comes in like a flood, he'll continue to lift us standing. Thank God for your listening this morning. And those of you who are with us this morning, we're going to have our communion service this morning. And we know that we are separated from each other, but we're not separated from our God. Many say, well, what about the bread, and what about the wine, and what about the deacons that have to serve it, and all the ordained folks that have to serve it? But Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. I don't know anywhere in that record where he said anything other than that. So what we're going to do is we're going to partake of some bread. We're going to partake of some juice, whatever juice you have. And even if you just have water, we're going to do it in remembrance of him. And we'll let him sort out all of the other things that man gets caught up in. Amen? And we know that without a shadow of a doubt, amen, that sometimes we forget what Jesus did. So we have to do what he left on record for us to do, and that is to focus our mind and our attention on his body and his blood, that his body that was broken for us and his blood that was shed for us for the remission of sin. And so as you get your juice, your bread, or whatever you may have together, we're going to pray and we're going to ask God that he would bless it, that it would be used as an element that represents his body and his blood, that we would do this in obedience to him, for leaving it on record that we will be mindful of his body and his blood. And so I want to tell the story of the Old Testament Passover meal before Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper. And in the time of great plagues, in the time where Jesus' servant, God's servant Moses, was sent to Pharaoh, Egypt. And he told them to go and to tell them that they needed to let God's people go. And after Pharaoh's heart was hardened, there were 10 plagues, and he would not let them go, plague after plague. So the death angel was the 10th plague that would kill all the firstborn of those that were in the region. So God instructed Moses to tell them to institute what we call the Passover, and kill goat, lamb, roast him. They would eat unleavened bread, because when the time came for them to be delivered, they would be moving quickly. So what he told them, that along with the meal that they would prepare, they were to take the blood of the slain animal, and they would smear the blood on the doorpost and the lintel, the top of the doorpost. And when the 10th plague, when the death angel would come in that land, he would see the blood, and he would pass over the house. And so, in other words, they were covered in the blood that God told them to put on the doorpost and the lintel. And they would observe this yearly as the Passover feast, the Passover meal, or the Passover Seder. And so the Jews observed this until the time Jesus, the promised Messiah of God, came to observe the Passover meal with his disciples for the last time. And they were in a room, and he sat them down, and he took bread, and he had the cup of the fruit of the vine. So as you take your bread, we're going to ask God to bless it. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name that we thank you, God, for allowing us to partake in this moment where we're doing what you have left on record for us to do, to observe this new covenant or the new promise in your blood. And we ask that you would bless this bread that symbolizes your body that was broken. And God, we pray that you would bless this cup of the fruit of the vine, whatever we are able to deal with right now. We ask you to bless it, God, that this symbolizes your blood that was shed for the remission of sin. So, God, we pray, God, that you would bless these elements in Jesus' name, that we would do what you have left on record for us to do. And so the record says that after Jesus had observed the Passover for the last time, he sat down with his disciples, and he took bread, and he blessed it. He said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Eat ye all of it in remembrance of me." Let us eat together. And in like manner, after they had supped, he took the cup of the fruit of the vine, and he said, "This is the new covenant or the new promise in my blood." It says, "As often as you drink it in remembrance of me, the blood that was shed for the remission of sin of many. So let us drink together." Thank God for allowing us to remember what he left on record for us to do, that it was his body, that it was his blood, his body that was broken, that it was his blood that was shed for the remission of sin. And remember that the rock God spoke through his son Jesus, that he told Peter, said, "Upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." In other words, the instituting of this new covenant with his body and his blood lets us know that without a shadow of a doubt, as Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians, that if this house, this tabernacle be dissolved, We got a new building, not made by hands, but eternal in the heavens. We have a sure foundation for that new building, that new home. Is built not by man's hand, but it's built by our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ of God. And it is a sure foundation, an eternal home, an eternal building, not made by hand. Thank God for you. Thank God for the sure foundation. And we see in the record that they did not give a benediction, but they went out to the Mount of Olives, and they sang a hymn, amen. So I just like to sing, in times like these, you need a Savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. So be very sure. Be very sure your anchor holds and grips the solid love. In times like these, you need an anchor. In times like these, you need a Savior. So be very sure, be very sure, your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus, the only one. So be very sure, be very sure, your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. God bless you. May heaven ever smile upon you. Let everyone know that you're standing on a sure foundation, which is the rock called Jesus. God bless you. May heaven ever smile upon you. Lord willing, we'll be able to see you, hear from you, and worship with you on next Sunday. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you later.